USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has invited President Joe Biden to deliver the State of the Union address on Tuesday, March 1st. It's the first of Biden's presidency. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina told Newsmax she's not sure what Biden can celebrate.
You know, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A federal judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for the man convicted of murder for shooting Ahmaud Arbery. His parents had denounced the proposed deal for Travis McMichael, and the judge proceeded with plans to summon potential jurors next week. The judge gave McMichael until Friday to decide whether to withdraw his guilty plea. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95. Using our promo code USA, it retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The government's approval rating continues to fall.
Approval ratings of the government are falling as personal satisfaction approaches a record high. According to a new Gallup survey, American satisfaction with the direction of the country has fallen to 17%. Meantime, amid the ongoing COVID pandemic and record high inflation, Americans seem much happy with their personal lives. 85% of those surveyed say they're satisfied personally, just 5% shy of the 2020 record high of 90%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is moving to dismantle the nation's largest death row by moving all condemned inmates to other prisons. Officials intend to turn what is now death row into a, quote, positive healing environment. The plan comes nearly 3 years after Newsom imposed a moratorium on executions as long as he's governor. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Spotify's Joe Rogan responds to claims of COVID-19 misinformation.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you would be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Canadian officials said Monday that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19. This announcement comes after backlash over the weekend that Trudeau fled Canada's capital to avoid any confrontation with the numerous truckers in a freedom convoy. They protested the nation's vaccine mandates. Trudeau dismissed the protesting truckers and called their supporters a, quote, small fringe minority. And the White House says President Joe Biden will meet with Senate Judiciary Committee leaders on Tuesday to discuss the upcoming U.S. Supreme Court vacancy. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.